Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3. It is the News Hour. And since WEAR ran over just a little bit, we'll go ahead and start off with traffic and weather together on the fives. Let's start with Gracie. Go ahead, Gracie.
No major slowdowns to report right now. Our slowdowns on 98 have cleared up, so we're just looking at typical afternoon traffic. But if you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They're celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's hear from WEAR Weather.
That's just me today. Right now, 74 degrees. Do have some light rain falling in the listening area right now. Overnight tonight, just a slight 10% chance of a thunderstorm or two. A lot of patchy fog, so visibility might be a concern if you're out and about tonight. Overnight low, just 70 degrees, so not too bad. Tuesday, we'll have a 30% chance of showers, more patchy fog early on. A bit warmer, high of 83. Mostly cloudy overnight Tuesday with a low of 69. That's a look at your Channel 3 First Warning Weather.
Thanks, Joe. This is Gracie and Joe with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3. Let's get our top three stories from Bobby.
All right. Closing arguments have started in former President Trump's civil rape case after he declined to testify. A judge gave him until yesterday to decide if he wanted to testify. He didn't reply, so that's a no. China says it's imperative to stabilize U.S. relations. Now, at the same time, they did try to say, we, the United States, needs to reflect on what we've done to ruin the relations. But at least they're pushing that we need to, they're wanting to stabilize relations with us and not have things continue to escalate or deteriorate. A driver in the deadly Texas crash was charged with manslaughter after killing eight individuals yesterday. So two things happened in Texas, two mass killings. One of them was a shooting and one of them was done via vehicle. They have still yet determined whether or not the vehicle manslaughter case was done on purpose or not. I did see that driver has a pretty big rap sheet of past offenses, but not sure if this was done on purpose or he just happened to lose control of the steering wheel or what. So that was a case where he ran the red light, lost control of the vehicle rolled over, and then ended up hitting multiple people, killed six people on scene immediately. 12 others were in critical condition, two of which were died later in the hospital. Those are your top three stories. Let's go to Joe Ford for your local headlines. Joe?
Bobby, we heard from Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons today in regarding to a fatal shooting involving one of his deputies on Helton Lane yesterday. 53-year-old Ronnie Clark was fatally shot. This after a five-hour standoff that he had with deputies after initially threatening a bail bondsman who was there to take him into custody on drug charges. Sheriff Simmons says that the deputy that shot Clark, the bullet may have hit the woman who was being held hostage, her condition not known, but with any officer involved shooting, the FDLE is now involved, and the deputy is on paid leave as that investigation is ongoing. Some more questions coming out of the situation regarding the local funeral homes. What led to them sending letters to Escambia County leaders with some critiques of the state medical examiner's office on Andrew's show this morning? Talked with Rick Bailey from Waters and Hibbert Funeral Home. Bailey said that the letters came out of a meeting with County Commissioner Stephen Berry, who advised the funeral home directors to write letters to the county. We had talked with County Commissioner Jeff Bergosh, who posted excerpts of the letter to his blog at the time. We have reached out to both County Commissioner Berry and Bergosh. We have not heard back from Commissioner Berry on that. Commissioner Bergosh says he is looking into the matter further. 5:15 now, let's go for a check of the roads. Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line number. And let's get a quick look at our weather with Joe.
Light rain, 74 degrees right now. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog as well. Overnight low will be 70 degrees. 30% chance of showers for your Tuesday. Some patchy fog early in the morning with 83 degrees being your forecasted high. Bobby, the other local news update, kind of a an odd situation surrounding a fatal crash this weekend involving a Fort Walton Beach man who was involved. The FHP said following the crash that the man from Fort Walton Beach that had ran a red light and struck a car, killing a Milton man, had suffered minor injuries. Today we find out, according to FHP, that the man involved in the crash that had suffered minor injuries died at his home, and the state medical examiner's office is now investigating. So what we don't know is whether his death was in any way related to any injuries that he may have suffered in the crash or if it was something else entirely. So the state medical examiner's office is reviewing that, Bobby.
All right. A couple of state stories here for you. We just heard a little bit right there about Matt Gaetz. He admitted that he did run debate prep for Governor DeSantis back in 2018, but still prefers President Trump for president. So video footage of him standing next to DeSantis in a mock debate was released. And at one point, Gaetz asked Governor DeSantis, is there any issue upon which you disagree with President Trump? Showing that back at the time, even in 2018, he was concerned with wooing Trump voters. Gaetz denounced the leak and condemned the release as disloyal hackery that I do not abide. Staffers who leak on the candidates they've done work for deserve the reputations they get. Disney is doing away with reservation requirements at Florida parks. Guests no longer need a reservation for date-based tickets starting January of 2024. Visitors will only need to buy a ticket for a specific date, but don't need to make reservations for any specific park. So that begins in 2024. Gracie, what do we got going on with some of the national headlines?
President Biden was going to welcome the House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders tomorrow to meet about the debt ceiling. McCarthy says that the House will not approve any deals that does not cut spending to address the growth, address the growing budget deficit. And the driver who allegedly killed eight people in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville, Texas yesterday has been charged. This is 34-year-old George. He is charged with eight counts of manslaughter and 10 counts of aggravated assault. And Joe, what do we got going on in sports?
A couple of big games in the NBA. Doubleheader getting underway here at 6:30. The Heat and the Knicks. The Heat leading that series 2-1. Also, the Lakers and the Warriors will follow that up with the Lakers winning that series 2-1. Also in the NHL, the Vegas Golden Knights and Edmonton Oilers are squaring off 7:30 on ESPN with the series tied at 1-1. Also, the NHL draft lottery is tonight at 7 o'clock. One team will get the chance to draft the highly celebrated prospect Connor Bedard, who is talked in the same light as a Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid for you hockey buffs. The Anaheim Ducks have the best chance for the number one pick, followed by the Columbus Blue Jackets, Chicago Blackhawks, and the San Jose Sharks. Baseball today, the Angels and the Astros are on ESPN Plus at 8:35. The Braves had the day off. The Marlins play at the Arizona Diamondbacks. That game starts at 8:40, and the Tampa Bay Rays play against the Baltimore Orioles in Baltimore. That one starting off in about 15 minutes from now. It's 5:20 here at News Radio 92.3. We'll take a quick break and come back with more headlines. You're listening to the News Hour on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Bands on the Beach is back Tuesday, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. It's going to be at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7 o'clock. And taking the stage this week, Grits and Greens. Grits and Greens is a powerful four-piece band described as rock and roll with a soulful and jam-heavy delivery. So be sure to check that out tomorrow. Hopefully you don't have all the rain that we've been getting today, and it'll be a good time out there at the beach. Gracie, what happened with Guardians of the Galaxy over the weekend? What's the latest update there?
They did very well this weekend. So, Joe, get excited for your movie tomorrow. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 tops box office. So the film made $114 million at the domestic box office this weekend, which was kind of expected. And Super Mario Brothers came in second with $19 million, followed by Evil Dead Rise, which had about $6 million. So you know, as I said on Friday, I haven't watched any of them, but I'm actually excited. I'm going to watch the first two and then watch the third one. And then also in kind of movie and TV news, we're seeing some other things get delayed due to this writer's strike. So Stranger Things, which was big, the final season is going to get delayed due to the writer strike. So the creators went to Twitter this weekend. That's Matt and Ross. And they just said that, you know, the writing doesn't stop when the film begins, so they are going to have to postpone that. They're excited to start production with their amazing cast and crew, but it's really just impossible during the strike. And we hope that a fair deal is reached soon and hope to get back to work. So until then, they are over and out. They did hashtag WGA strong. They just said that on Twitter. So we'll see how long that takes. We're going to get a quick look at traffic real quick. We are looking good on our roads with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. But if you do see something, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. And Joe, how's the weather looking?
Not as good as it was this time last week. Not a whole lot of sun out there. Rain throughout the day today. Very hazy, very gray outside the window with some light rain falling in the listening area. Should taper off, though, later on tonight. Just a 10% chance of a thunderstorm or two. Patchy fog, though, a concern. So maybe some visibility issues if you're out and about. Overnight low, just 70. So not too cool. 30% chance of some showers for your Tuesday and a high of 83 degrees. Scambia County leaders last week moving forward with an ordinance that'll limit the amount of signs out on Perdido Key. This, of course, as the battle is still ongoing. Commissioner Jeff Bergosh has kind of undertaken this regarding the 75-foot easements allowing public access that were recovered in at least a good amount of the deeds out there on Perdido Key. But last week, the commissioners approved an ordinance that will limit the no trespassing signs to one per property at the dune line last week. Also, the historic Whittle Building in downtown Milton, no more, as a demolition got underway this past Friday. Of course, it was a prominent feature of Milton at one time, serving as one of the city's first car dealerships at the corner of Highway 90 and Caroline Street. Bobby, to say it was a rough weekend in the state of Texas would be just a gross understatement. What's the very latest there today?
Yeah, the Texas mall shooter was removed by military over mental health concerns. He was he spent less than 6 months in the U.S. Army, and obviously was let out. And his name is Mauricio Garcia, 33 years old. He shot and killed 8 people on Saturday at the Allen, Texas Premium Outlets. He was shot and killed by a police officer who was there on a completely unrelated call. And he was wearing an RWDS patch, which is known to stand for Right Wing Death Squad. So investigators are looking into social media sites. They say promote white supremacy ideology. He had he posted Saturday on this just came out. He posted Saturday on Russian social media sites. And apparently he loved Hitler and had posted many things promoting Hitler and things like that. So the guy is definitely a little bit of a wacko. The other situation in Texas was the driver who he lost control of a vehicle after running a red light. It was a Range Rover. It ended up rolling, and it rolled right into a bunch of people standing outside of a migrant center. He killed 8 people with that, and 10 others are still in critical condition. He has been charged with manslaughter today. So that's the update on that one right there. Gracie, what do we got going on with some going up to state news with Governor DeSantis? He signed a bill today. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, he actually signed a couple bills that's going to protect the state from foreign influence. So a law is going to prevent people from China and 6 other countries from buying farmland or property near military bases or critical infrastructure. And this is going to be unless there are U.S. citizens or permanent residents. The second bill is going to block state universities and colleges from entering into partnerships with China, Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Russia, Syria, and Venezuela. And then the third bill is going to block apps like TikTok from government and educational institution servers and devices. So that is in state news, as well as Disney going away with reservation requirements at Florida Park. So guests are going to no longer need a reservation for date-based tickets starting January of 2024, and visitors are only going to need to buy a ticket for a specific date. They're not going to need to make a reservation for any specific parks. That just shows that I haven't been to Disney in a long time, because I didn't even know that was a thing. So... But that is for our state news.
And coming up in sports, a doubleheader on TNT tonight, the Heat and the Knicks. Heat looking to build on a 2-1 series lead. Following that game, the Lakers and the Warriors. The Lakers at home with a 2-1 lead in that series as well. Just one game in the NHL tonight. The Vegas Golden Knights and the Edmonton Oilers will start off at 7:30 following the NHL draft lottery. That gets underway at 7 o'clock ESPN with all of your hockey coverage there tonight. Fox News update is coming up, and it's brought to you by Your Money. Your Money Now is brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Showtime is presented by Pensacola Children's Chorus. It's a Broadway-style extravaganza featuring music from nearly every genre, ranging from classical to contemporary, pop to musical theater, and so much more. Don't miss this annual production. It comes up May 12th through the 14th at the Pensacola Singer Theater. And you can tune in to News Radio Pensacola for a chance to win some tickets tomorrow morning as well as tomorrow evening, both drive times. So be sure to check that out. And it's Pensacola right now. Let's go ahead and get traffic and weather together on the fives. We're just a little bit late on that.
Well, our roads are looking good right now. Nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110 throughout our area. If you do see something slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic update brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. Let's get a quick look at our weather.
The weather tonight will be warm and humid with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, we might see a little fog develop during the late night and morning hours. Rain chance on Tuesday is 30%. Certainly something might pop up right in the middle of the day. We'll watch for that. Highs will be in the low 80s on Tuesday. And each day this week, we've got a small chance that a shower or a thunderstorm pops up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Bobby, there were some things that went out national news. Russia launched a drone attack?
Ukraine says it shot down all 35 drones that attempted to attack the country, including 30 in Kyiv. Debris damaged buildings and injured several citizens on the ground. CNN reports at least one person was killed and three injured in the missile strikes in Odessa as well. And in additional news pertaining to the Russia-Ukraine war, Russia apparently is evacuating parts of Ukraine that has Europe's largest nuclear power plant. So they're retreating from that region as well. Justice Department could decide to charge Hunter Biden this week. Potential charges are related to tax filings and an illegal firearm purchase. Kentucky Congressman James Corner wants the Department of Justice to pause, saying he's close to releasing bank records of the Biden family. Joe, what do we got going on with sports tonight? What games do we have to watch?
Yeah, big night in the NBA. The doubleheader getting underway in about an hour from now on TNT. Heat versus the Knicks. The Heat hosting New York with a 2-1 series lead. Also, the Lakers hosting the Warriors up 2-1. That game starts at 9 Central on TNT as well. Update from the Nuggets-Suns game last night. Nikola Jokic, the Nuggets star center, will not be suspended after last night's tussle with Suns owner Matt Ishbia there. 7:30 in the NHL on ESPN, Vegas and Edmonton squaring off. That series tied at 1-1. At 7 on ESPN, it's the NHL Draft Lottery. A big night for one team who will get the chance to draft star center Connor Bedard, who was seen as the next real top prospect in the NHL. The Anaheim Ducks have the best shot at him, about 18% or so. The Columbus Blue Jackets, Chicago Blackhawks, and San Jose Sharks have the next best lottery odds. Again, that starts at 7 o'clock. NFL says they will release the full 2023 schedule on Thursday. That'll be 7 o'clock Central Time. We'll start to see some of the international games, also some of the Amazon Spotlight games leaking here over the next couple days before then, but we'll get a full look at the 2023 schedule Thursday at 7. On the diamond, the Angels and the Astros getting started at 8:35 tonight on ESPN. The Marlins take on the Diamondbacks in Arizona at 8:40. The Rays play at Baltimore. The Orioles, that game just getting underway. The Braves are off today. Gracie, your thoughts on the coronation festivities from the weekend?
I have to make a little bit of a confession at first. I didn't wake up at 4:20. My alarm did not go off. I know. So first off, my confession with that. But overall, it went great. Lionel Richie and Katy Perry had a big performance. That was yesterday at the Royal Coronation Concert. And they also had a video sent over to American Idol with the King and Queen, newly King and Queen, saying hello to all the American Idol viewers. So I thought it was great. I loved seeing all the pictures and everything that came out from it. And in other pop culture news this weekend, Guardians of the Galaxy did very well in the box office. A film made about $114 million in the domestic box office this weekend. Super Mario Brothers came in second, and followed by Evil Dead Rises, made almost $6 million this weekend in the box office. In other TV news, Yellowstone was a big question mark. What's going on? They stopped season 5 right in the middle and never heard anything about it. Well, they did say that the season 5 is going to get finished up in November, and then there's going to be a new sequel that's going to debut in December. So they kind of got some bad news and some good news together, and for the Yellowstone fans, if you're a viewer like I am. Joe, what's going on locally?
Just getting this from FHP. This happened at 1 o'clock this afternoon. A 35-year-old Pace woman was injured after a Mini Cooper crashed through the front glass of the UPS store in Pace. This happened at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The 35-year-old woman was inside the store at the time. Apparently, troopers say a Mini Cooper and a van had backed into each other in the parking lot, and then the driver of the Mini Cooper then kind of just put her foot on the gas in reaction to that, and then went over the curb in front of the UPS store. But thankfully, just minor injuries from debris from the glass, so it wasn't as serious as that could have been. Also, the Escambia County, we talked with State Representative Andrade on Friday after the state approved a budget. The county is in line to receive $1 million in state funds, Bobby, to build a new regional fire training facility as long as it survives the veto pen of Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis had a press conference today announcing three new bills, but didn't really say anything about the budget. I would imagine it would be done sometime this week, as, of course, we're all anticipating an announcement on what his future plans are. But $1 million in state funds, it would go towards a regional fire training facility in the Gonzales area behind Old Kempstrand Road and Gonzales Utilities there. So that's something to watch out for as we wait word for the budget to be passed, Bobby.
Yeah, and a couple other things going on here. We talked about a little bit earlier. Matt Gaetz admits that he did run debate prep for Governor DeSantis back in 2018. He says he still prefers Trump, but video footage showed him of standing next to DeSantis in a mock debate style, and he denounced the leak, condemned the release as disloyal hackery that I do not abide. He went on and explained, staffers who leak on the candidates they've done work for deserve the reputations they get. So quite upset about that coming out, showing him basically helping DeSantis. But this was back in 2018. It's not any time recent. It wasn't like he was trying to prepare DeSantis to go against Trump. In fact, one of the more parts that's getting attention is when he asked DeSantis a question, is there any issue upon which you disagree with President Trump? That's where people are thinking he was preparing him for the upcoming election. But reality of it is he was trying to prepare him on how to woo Trump supporters for his gubernatorial race. So that's why that question was even in there. All right, let's get traffic and weather together on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now. We have some slight slowdowns on I-10. This is going to be in between Pine Forest and 29, but other than that, we're looking good. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is sponsored by Summit Racing. Summit Racing keeps your ride road trip ready with millions of in-stock parts from all the best brands. Summer travel starts with summitracing.com and everything you need for everything you drive. It is Gracie Wolf, and let's get a quick look at our weather.
Tonight, a little fog may develop and the weather will be humid. Lots of clouds will be hanging around in the skies. Overnight lows will be mainly in the upper 60s. Rain chance on Tuesday, 30%. We'll see some sun, some clouds, and high temperatures will run between 80 and 85 degrees. Each day this week, there's a slight chance a shower or a storm pops up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News Forecast.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Nationally, we had some things come out with President Biden. He is going to welcome House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders tomorrow to meet about the debt ceiling. McCarthy says that the House debt will not approve any deals that does not cut spending to address the growing budget deficit. Also, Justice Department could decide to charge Hunter Biden this week. Potential charges are related to the tax filings and illegal firearm purchases. And Kentucky Congressman James Comer wants DOJ to pause. He says that he's close to releasing the bank records of the Biden family. What do we got going on in sports this evening, Joe?
7 o'clock, the NHL lottery will determine who gets the rights to draft Connor Bedard. The Canadian hockey star is thought of in the same light as a prospect as a Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid. The Anaheim Ducks have the best chance at him as they finish with the worst record in the NHL. The Columbus Blue Jackets, Chicago Blackhawks, and San Jose Sharks next up in terms of the best odds. Following the draft lottery, the Vegas Golden Knights get started against the Edmonton Oilers, with that series tied at 1-1. In the NBA, doubleheader on TNT, the Heat, with a 2-1 series lead over the Knicks, will host New York. And then the nightcap is at 9 o'clock, the Lakers and the Warriors, with the Lakers leading the series 2-1. The Braves are off tonight. The Marlins are in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks. That one starts at 8:40. And the Tampa Bay Rays play in Baltimore. That one about 10 minutes in at 5:35. That's when that one started. TV game, if you have ESPN Plus, you can check out Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout, and the Angels taking on the Astros. That one starts at 8:35. Probably a pretty cool story here. The Navy teaming up with Major League Baseball regarding its newest combat ship, the USS Cooperstown, of course, named after the Baseball Hall of Fame city. The event on Saturday included 70 former Major League Baseball players who had served the military during wartime. They were in attendance for that commissioning ceremony in New York City on Saturday.
Yeah, very nice. Got a couple of stories here that just hit pertaining to local. I just want to bring this up real quick before we get a break. The city is going to launch an employee bike share program and celebrate Bike to Work Day, May 19th. So members of the public are invited to meet at City Hall with their bicycles at 10:45, and the ride will start promptly at 11. The ride's going to leave from City Hall, go to Community Maritime Park, come up North Palafox Street, and then head back to City Hall via Romana and Spring Streets. Through the Employee Bike Share Program, 6 bicycles will be available to City of Pensacola employees to check out for professional as well as personal purposes during business hours. So that'll come up May 19th is when they're launching that program as well. And Guardians of the Galaxy dominated over the weekend, as was expected. The film made $114 million at the box office. Super Mario Brothers came in second at $19 million, followed by Evil Dead Rise with $6 million. And so there you go right there. Let's get a quick break. We come back here. We've got more news for you right here on the News Hour of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Hour of Pensacola Right Now. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. A couple of health-related stories here for you. Lawmakers are asking for data on maternal mental health programs' effectiveness. Maternal mental health programs' effectiveness. Talking on cell phones has been linked to hypertension. That's right. According to new research out of China, talking on a cell phone for 30 minutes a week or more has been linked to high blood pressure. That's right. Those who spent half an hour on the phone, even hands-free, were 12% more likely to develop hypertension. 6 hours a week raised the risk to 25%. So there's even more. You know, we're seeing the trends more and more going where people are texting. Well, here you go. It's better for your health to text, according to this research from China. Gracie, what do we got going on here with the coronation? What happened with the coronation over the weekend?
So everything went well. The coronation was on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we saw some of our favorite American artists put on a pretty big performance at the Royal Coronation Concert. So a day after the coronation ceremony, watched by millions, King Charles III and Queen Camilla had a relaxing Sunday, and they took part at the Katy Perry and Lionel Richie concert and others at Windsor Castle. So I saw a lot of pictures, and everything looked great for the coronation. And other pop culture news, if you're a Yellowstone fan, good news, the season 5 is going to be wrapping up. That's going to be in November. And then a new sequel series is going to be debut in December. So they kind of gave some bad news with good news. And there was some rumors that maybe Matthew McConaughey is part of the new sequel. So that should be cool as well. Locally, what do we have going on, Joe?
I had a press conference earlier today from Sheriff Chip Simmons talking about a five-hour standoff with deputies yesterday led to the suspect being fatally shot. 53-year-old Ronnie Clark was initially in the standoff after threatening a bail bondsman who was there to take him into custody on drug charges, held a woman hostage to try to gain some leverage, and then ultimately the standoff ended with a deputy firing a shot, hitting and killing Clark, the deputy now on paid leave as the FDLE investigates. More local news in just a moment after we get traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Got a call in during the break to the traffic line. We do have an accident on 98. This is going to be if you're heading in the westbound direction right near the Live Oaks Nature Preserve, right near Taste of Thai. We do have an accident that's causing some delays. They're off to the side there, so just keep that in mind. We are seeing some slowdowns. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. Let's get a quick look at our WEAR weather report.
The weather tonight will be warm and humid with overnight lows in the 60s. Also, we might see a little fog develop during the late night and morning hours. Rain chance on Tuesday is 30%. Certainly something might pop up right in the middle of the day. We'll watch for that. Highs will be in the low 80s on Tuesday. And each day this week, we've got a small chance that a shower or a thunderstorm pops up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News Forecast.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We'll hear from Mayor D.C. Reeves tomorrow. He's going to have his weekly news conference with reporters. Pensacola City Council held an agenda conference this afternoon, setting things up for this Thursday. This agenda, in just a quick review, doesn't look as packed as the one during their last meeting. There was a lot going on there. The lease agreement with the Port of Pensacola for Project Pickle. One of the amendments here that didn't get through the first time but is being amended now has to do with the definition of restaurant in terms of the ability to sell alcohol. Of course, this kind of stemming from Cask and Flights there. Also, the banning of bottle clubs. So that one is on the agenda for this coming Thursday. Bobby, we had a roundtable today. Senator Rick Scott was in the state of Florida kind of pushing the legislation that he introduced last week regarding his School Guardian Act. What else has been going on around the state?
Governor DeSantis has, first of all, received five bills from the legislature to sign, and he has till May 23rd to sign pretty much any bills that he gets from the legislature. In the meantime, he did go ahead and sign some bills protecting the state from foreign influence, including one of the TikTok ones. He signed the bill that blocks TikTok from government and educational institutions' servers and devices. So if you work for the state of Florida or any of the educational institutions from the state of Florida, then you can't have TikTok on the servers. You can't have it. So you can't log in under TikTok at all. A second bill that he signed blocks state universities and colleges from entering into partnerships with China, Cuba, Iran, North Korea, Russia, Syria, or Venezuela, those foreign adversaries. And another bill would prevent people from China and six other countries from buying farmland or property near military bases or other critical infrastructure unless they are U.S. citizens or a permanent resident. We're seeing a lot of reports coming out that they are purchasing or that they're buying up Chinese groups and other foreign groups are buying up lots of land. They just want to make sure, hey, you want to keep buying land, that's fine. You just can't buy it near any critical infrastructure or near military bases. Real quick here, Gracie, what do we got going on here with the president and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy?
They are going to meet tomorrow, Kevin McCarthy, with President Biden and other congressional leaders to meet about the debt ceiling. So hopefully it goes well. McCarthy says that he is not going to approve anything that doesn't cut spending to address the growing budget deficit. So we will see how that goes tomorrow as we wrap up this hour of the news hour on Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi, Joe Ford, and Gracie Wolf.